You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territories of the Coast Salish people, including the Musqueam, the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Coquitlam, and the Katsi Nations. Unceded means that these lands have never been surrendered, sold, or given up by these nations, and we are currently situated on occupied territories. So, everyone, welcome to Open Mic. I am your host. My name is Iago. I'm a public affairs assistant, and I'm so excited to be here with everyone today. This is my first show and my first open mic. So, today I've prepared to have some deep conversations with you lined up about indigenous politics, both in Brazil and Canada, and also turning on some incredible music related to nature, indigenous, including a Brazilian artist named Amaro Freitas, who laid this album and is inspired by his journey to the Amazon. So it's a super interesting story for those who are wondering. It connects deeply with indigenous cultures and some instrumentals. So stay tuned and let's dive in. My first track, even though it's from a Vancouver band's which name is Tiger Really. Their new album is extremely cool. I'm so excited. That's why I'm playing this first. Just a brief introduction to my taste of music. They play with experimental sounds, really raw emotion. The title of the track is Origami Waste. And stay tuned in. Let's play it.
Is it so wrong to wish you wanted more than why I dream in on the floor, all dressed in white?
Cause some days soon will
Yes, welcome back. That was Origami Waste by Tiger Lily. They have just released their new track and their new album. Jazzy, emo, indie rock. So quite a mix of a bunch of different songs of different genres. And next on Open Mic, I'm going to introduce you a little bit to what we are here for today. We're going to go drive a little bit in the direction of Bossa Nova, as we're going to talk a little bit about indigenous in Brazil, environmental and all. This is Andrew Scott and Kelso Grant, their new album Horizon Song, as I said, inspired by Bossa Nova, so going a little bit into the instrumental. So this release, it feels like it's a really good blend between classic jazz, modern innovation, and I'm pretty excited to play this for you. And let's drive for it. Thank you. Hello, hello, here I am back. And what can we say about this song? I mean, they have an awesome interplay, like Scott's guitar and Grant's trombone. Like the way they conduct it is just like, it seems effortless. And I don't know, in this day, if you're driving me here in the studio, it just brings such a sense of calm, a lot of grace to the music. So I've enjoyed it here. I hope you enjoy there too. Takes you on a journey. I mean, without rushing through it, it's amazing. Really cool vibes and all. So next, I'll be playing Tom Zé with his song De Terra para a Humanidade. It's gonna be touching on a little bit the Brazil nature, again, a little bit of Bossa Nova, bringing you now a little bit of old vibes compared to these new fresh release songs. I hope you enjoy it. So here is Tom Zé.
Eu sou a regra 3 e sei que ela prefere dar seu amor ao meu. Assim me trata mal, embora eu lhe dê no meu peito alimento e sal.
Vai, coração. Na mão
e sei que ela prefere dar seu amor a um Deus.
Vou explodir.
Assim me trata mal.
Peraí, peraí.
Embora eu lhe dê,
deixa assim
do meu peito.
Deixa estar.
Alimento e sal.
É melhor esperar.
São tantos cios, lagos e rios.
Prefere dar seu amor a um Deus, assim me trata mal, embora eu lhe dê do meu peito alimento e sal.
Vai, coração.
Sei que ela não pode
pingos nos is,
viver sem respirar.
Ou explode, não.
O próprio sol também.
Peraí, peraí.
Transforma em substâncias.
Deixa assim.
Vitais.
Deixa estar.
Que ela se sustente.
É melhor repensar.
São tantos cios. Lagos e rios.
What a beautiful track from Tom Zé. I was passionate here listening to it. So basically the music tries to bring up a little bit on, like, the name is From Earth to Humanity, as if the Earth was writing a song for humanity. And I think it has tremendously beautiful lyrics, trying to talk a little bit about how Earth provides for us. It brings on your hands food for us, and it's so poetical, even in Portuguese. You can see, like, it's not an easy song to understand, so it's really poetical, but it also brings a lot on how Earth is providing and suffering for us. You can see that from the crying mix. Yeah, it's a really good blend of poetics with sounds. It embraces a lot of the richness of the Brazilian music, and the environmental message speaks a lot to why I am here today, talking about a little bit of our global reality, where you're heading to. He touched on humanity's relationship with nature. So, yes, talking about nature. Now I have reached where I wanted to be today. The most exciting part, that is introducing Yeye Album. The composer is Amaro Freitas. This is a new song released this year. So basically, it goes first on Psyched Hotline. It's an extraordinary body of work that came after he embarked on a 46,000 kilometer into the Amazon forest and met and exchanged some knowledge with the indigenous tribes, Setere and Maue community. So inspired by the land, by the spiritual connection, he has written this, that it's not written, but composed the songs based on Brazilian instruments. So it's gonna be amazing, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you. I don't know how you're feeling right now, but I am super, super excited about this song. It resonates a lot with, like, maybe some lo-fi to sleep, but I think that the background and how it was composed and knowing how deep is a conversation and an experience in the Amazon forest, I can resonate a little bit with the how profound and how much it does the music when you're listening to it, bringing up some really cool and different instruments than usual. So yeah, that was Amaro Freitas with Sonho Ancestral. Thank you for staying tuned in. Now, on this open mic today, I would like to take up the opportunity to speak to you a little bit about this journey, what are indigenous communities, and how it resonates with environmental balance. I think this is a particularly really interesting topic for me. I am extremely connected on that because I am part of the International Studies Community of SFU, and that's what I plan. So, coming a little bit back, this journey of Amaro Freitas and his time with the Satere community are of extremely significance, not just for Brazil, but the larger context of indigenous people, environmental protection, and we are hearing a lot about that recently with BC elections just in our heads and still happening, basically. So I think that commenting a little bit on the Satere Mawe community, they come, as I said, from the Amazonas region of Brazil, so inside the Amazon, the state of Amazonas, and they are known for their deep connection with forests and sustainability practice, even though this is widely common throughout the traditional territories of Brazil for indigenous community, but they are specifically known because they are part of a culture that cultivates Guaraná, a plant that has become really famous, especially for sodas in Brazil. This is like a part of a cornerstone of their culture. It has been there for centuries. It resonates a lot with experience with, for example, coca from Peru, from Bolivia, sorry, and also with diverse other indigenous communities that has traditions cultivating. They live in harmony with nature, and their methods of harvesting guaraná reflects a deep respect for the land. And I think this brings us into a broader discussion of what's happening in Brazil, because it speaks a lot to what are the plans for carbon taxing all over the world. We have next year the COP number 30, Conference of Parts, that every year has the discussion over and over again, but because it's the 30th coming back to Brazil, it's going to be of extremely importance for the discussions on carbon taxation for Canada. So I think it's interesting to see how this politics that is happening surrounding the environmental policy is happening in Brazil and Latin America as a whole, where the Amazon particularly is present. So over the past few years, Brazil has been the center of environmental concerns. There's been great deforestation in the Amazon, particularly during the Bolsonaro government. I don't know how international that became, but for example, the Minister of Environmental Protection of his government has said, now that it's COVID time, let's release cows into the forest. So that's basically him meaning that they should use COVID as a distraction for this deforestation. And this was a particular meeting that spoke to the entire world of what were the government's goals and how they were, for example, dealing with the Minister of Agriculture and the parliament that has their own sector entirely voted and selected because of their power within the production of agricultural goods in Brazil. So speaking on that, as I was saying, there's been really focus on how the Amazon has been impacted by deforestation, even though this year I think there's been a significant reducing in how much it was damaged. We went to another side, which was how much it was burning. So I could bring here particular real life examples of how people throughout the whole continent has suffered because how the burning of the forest has interrupted the flying rivers. We have recently seen one here in Vancouver, so that happens every day. Yeah, every day more and more water is releasing into the skies because of the Amazon, and its burning has impacted severely agriculture in the country. So the fires, which were concentrated in states like Pará, Amazonas, Mato Grosso, they have caused massive clouds of smoke, impacting like at least 12 Brazilian states and contributing to a lot of health crises as well. Disrupting flying rivers, as I said. So as the largest rainforest in the world, the Amazon plays a crucial role in regulating the Earth's climate as well. And its ongoing destruction for logging, mining, agriculture expansion has raised these concerns. How is that going to impact the whole world, the whole climate goals for 2030? And it has sparked debates in Brazil for how the international community should push for stronger protections of the forest. Recent years, in 2022 particularly, a new president was elected, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He's famous for being more connected to left-wing parties, Cuba, Venezuela, and he